Well, hi, it's Mac, and I just thought I'd like to come back again on this little discussion that some of us are having just now on the Wi-Fi and free Wi-Fi and the sources availability. And to me, it's a very interesting subject. I've actually spent a little bit of time this afternoon because you may well hear that it's raining here again. It's sunshine and showers today. And it appears every time I go out to do something, it starts to rain again, so I've been jumping back indoors. Okay, so when I was in and I had a look at Wi-Fi, I followed along the lines that Rob Acrobat mentioned regarding the data and the costs, etc., of setting up Wi-Fi. And I've actually found some very interesting stuff on that, which I will do in a separate boo, because there's too much, let's say, diversity of the subject to deal with it all in one. Basically, I kicked it off by looking for places that had free Wi-Fi for my holidays over in America, and which was kind of set off by Rich on his free Wi-Fi at the gas station. So, yeah, Rob gave us a lot of good information on that and on the likely sources of Wi-Fi. If I can deal with the holiday one first, I have found a couple of websites, and one I only just found just within the last 5 minutes before I came out, literally. I can't remember the name of the website. I may put that in the description. And basically what it is detailing all the places, free Wi-Fi on the Vegas Strip and up to a 10-mile radius of the Strip, which would include the towns of Henderson, which we hope to visit for the first time when we go over this this year. But anyway, no matter about that, it lists all the places, and I'm really surprised actually, because my initial look and the initial website I found detailed things like Starbucks and the Hard Rock Cafe and some other, well, McDonald's and some other places, just as Rob suggested. But this latest one that I found is actually a website where it invites people who go to places, in this case Las Vegas, if they find somewhere on the Strip that is giving free Wi-Fi, then to get back to the website and put the details in. And I've actually come across at the bottom of the pages, scrolling down, people who have come back. And I haven't read that yet, but I noticed two or three right away that said, yeah, you can get it at this place or you can get it at that place. So I'm going to print that list off probably or sit and study it. But I'm quite amazed actually, because there seems to be much more than what I originally thought or appeared to be free Wi-Fi spots. One example is, which hotel is it now? I can't remember if it's Excalibur Hotel or not. But it doesn't give free Wi-Fi, but apparently there's three Starbucks in the vicinity of the hotel. And so you pretty much go and grab free Wi-Fi anywhere there, even if you're not in Starbucks. If they've got three within that vicinity, you're going to be able to just walk past the area or hang about and get free Wi-Fi. So many other places, including Caesar's Palace Mall, I think, the shopping mall, which we always go to. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. I say we always go to. I mean, I was there last year, but I think we were in it about twice when we were there. And so many other places. So I'm really pleased now that I've had a good look at what will be available, and it looks like there's going to be much more availability for me to use the Wi-Fi more freely, let's put it this way, than me having to target specific places and say, well, I need to go halfway up the Strip there to get the Hard Rock Cafe or whatever. It looks like it's going to be pretty much, there's going to be free Wi-Fi somewhere as I go up and down the Strip. So anywhere I am, anywhere we're lingering, I will certainly patch in. And I'm going to take this website with me, so that if I do find a place, I'll give them the favour back by reporting the place that I have found or the places that I find. So all in all, that's looking quite favourable now for me for my holidays. I'm quite pleased about that. And so that's my holidays sorted out, basically. But I wanted to also have a mention of the fact that of businesses having free Wi-Fi. Okay, and Rob mentioned that it wouldn't necessarily be a cheap option here in this country. So what I did when I was up street earlier on my bike, before the shower started, I did actually get caught in one, but sucked on the way back. But no matter, I did a quick survey, and I went into the new Morrisons that's opened here, and you lose your signal as soon as you get 30 feet in. So I have went to the help desk, and I have got contact details for Morrison's head office and for the manager of the local branch, and I'm going to approach him and ask him in a nice way, why don't they put free Wi-Fi in for the customers? And the funny thing was that the lady I spoke to at the help desk said to me, that would actually be great, because I know a lot of people, including myself, she says, when we go around the shop, if you're looking at a product and you want to scan it or get a price, she says, you can't do it. So that might sound favourable. But just adjacent to that is the McDonald's, and of course they have free Wi-Fi, and that's easy to get access of. And the only other places that I found that had free Wi-Fi were basically the biggest hairdressers in the town, which is the Big Bang, it's called. It is a very big hairdresser. It's a fairly new one, a couple of years opened or something like that, 2 or 3 years. But it's really, really big, you know. And so they have Wi-Fi installed in there. But what I noticed was there could be a good reason for businesses not putting free Wi-Fi in. I spoke to some of the smaller hairdressers and a couple of other shops. If the shop is a small shop, then basically they don't need to put free Wi-Fi in, because if there's 3G or Wi-Fi in the township, as it were, then if you go indoors by about 20 feet, which these shops basically, I'm talking about these little shops on the high street, if you go in, you're still going to be able to access that open Wi-Fi network or the 3G network. So really, it doesn't really present any problems. I know that the hairdressers I go to, I can get Wi-Fi, but not because they have it, because it's a small shop and I'm near enough, even in the furthest seat, you're near enough the open street, as it were, and I can still patch into 3G. So that's possible a reason, where this big hairdresser is really big. It goes back for quite a bit, and I don't know how many hairdressers have it. It's a bloody big place. And so I guess they maybe put it in for that reason, that their customers wouldn't be able to access the Wi-Fi. So that could be another reason that people don't bother. I mean, if you have a business and you're in there and you've got your own mobile phone and you can see when you're standing at your own counter, your own till inside the store, or doing whatever you do inside that store, and you can see that you can get the 3G, then you're not going to put it in free in, are you? So, but I did look at the costing, as Rob said. And the costing isn't that dear. I can't remember the exact figures, but it's not expensive. Rob was mentioning the hairdressers and said that, you know, you would have to get 15 or 20 more haircuts in a week and things like that. I would probably look at it the other way. If I was putting Wi-Fi in, free Wi-Fi, and I needed to cover the costs of that, then the simple thing you do is you just add 50 pence to each haircut. Nobody notices that. You know, if you're doing a perm on a lady and then you say to her, right, so it's £18, I don't know what the costs are, but you say it's £18, it's probably a damn sight more than that. And they're really going to worry if you say it's £18.50. No, I don't think so. 50 pence isn't going to matter. So yeah, if you just automatically say, free Wi-Fi in, and all we're going to do is put 30, 40 or 50 pence on every haircut. Everyone. Nobody will notice that. Nobody will complain. Nobody will ask the reason why. And that's pretty much true. And so that would be a good way of covering, and then you're not actually having to count in getting additional haircuts in a week. So that would be my solution if I had a business, and I'd just do it that way. But what Rob did allude to was the complications. Yes, pages and pages on the setting up, the security, so many things that you really, if you're going to do it right. I've read some of it, I haven't read it all, and that's why I'm not doing anything within this boo. It is very involved if you want it to be. I suppose somebody who just says, I want to set it up in my little shop for the customers, and I know who comes in here, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But if you were setting up and you opened a tea room or a coffee shop and you put it in there for your customers, and we've already spoken about the people who, now how is it we described the lingerers? Yes, on the website they mentioned the lingerers, who, yes, we know what lingerers do. They're at one coffee and they're there for 4 hours. And as Rob said, they could be downloading anything. But if you've got a small business where you know who comes in there, you know you've got regular customers and you know you've got problems, and that's fine. But if you have a coffee shop or a tea room and you want to put it in, you better make damn sure that you read through all those pages, because the possibilities of things going wrong. I believe one paragraph mentioned that your supplier of your free Wi-Fi, as it were, the Wi-Fi set up a network that you're going to pay for, is only going to look at your address. They're only going to look at you. They're not going to look at the guy who's just downloaded, you know, 20 megabytes or 5 gigabytes of pornography. They're not interested in that. They'll be looking at you, and that you are the person they're going to come back at, and, you know. So, yes, not straightforward. Appreciate that, and I've got a lot more to reading up and to do, simply because it's just such an interesting subject, and all because I want to upload photographs and audio when I'm on holiday. But then this is what happens, isn't it? And I think it's a fantastic subject. It's just more stuff for me to understand, to read up about, and also great to hear guys like Rob and Rich coming back and help out, basically. And give advice, basically, and any kind of support on any subject. But this kind of stuff, really, I really love. Anything to do with tech stuff, with tech, is what I love, audio especially. But yes, it's all good stuff, and we'll see how this Wi-Fi goes, and I may do another boot on the details, if you like, of setting up a Wi-Fi network. Whether that's justified, if anyone's really interested, I don't know. I am interested, so I will read it and I'll decide whether to do a boo or not, but I think it's all good stuff, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, and I will also do a further research into getting stuff off the iPad. Surely someone's come up with a tip or a trick by now. Surely someone's got a YouTube video out there on how to get stuff off the iPad. Okay, enough for that. Bye for now.